That flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you, watch this.
Welcome, you're listening to Jim and Them, episode 818, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and we are almost 4 hours deep into the Streamathon. This is the episode portion of the Streamathon. Happy May 16th to those who celebrate. I am here with two amazing men, starting with Jim Murphy.
Yes, it's me, Jeff Murphy. And as you know, it's been White Boy Summer for longer than Israel's been a country. And the thing is, racism is still very much alive, and I'm here to fight that. Think about it. Racism. Thank you, Lagwagon. Martin Luther King Boulevard. What? Every city you go to. It's the worst neighborhood, right? That's where the scary blacks are. It's crazy. Why do they even have crosswalks? And racism is so bad. Back in the 60s, his parents named him after those bad streets. That's fucked up. Racism's alive. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. 17 years of Jim and Them. We're in part two, and not a single one of you fucking thankless motherfuckers has called in to tell us your favorite Jim and Them memory. 17 goddamn years of helping you guys laugh your worries away, and not single one of you has called in to thank Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine motherfucking intro. Jeez. I do got to give a shout out to P. Canny, Peter Canny, shout outs. Thank you so much for throwing in for the Streamathon. We're getting there, ladies and gentlemen, but we still got a little ways to go.
We got plenty
of time, but don't wait too long. You can go to jimandthem.com. You can throw in your ducats on the Streamathon as we're going all night, baby, and all day tomorrow.
We have a whole day left, at least.
But hey, if you wait too long, we might just cancel the show.
True. We already left an hour in.
Dave Dice saying that the Night Monster, aka the Big Sleep's, trying to get him. He needs some help. I mean, you could crack open an energy drink, or if you need to take a power nap, it's okay.
True.
Just leave the show on We'll be here.
Yeah.
We'll be.
Trust, we will need we will need the people that have had 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
8 hours from now.
I remember last time we did this, the people that were like, I went to sleep, I woke up, and they're still here. Look at them. Look, yes. Look at what they're going through right now.
Yes.
As the famous Joe Biden once said, I'm sleeping. Don't be like Joe. Don't be like Joe. Be like Trump, who never sleeps.
Never once sleeps.
The person who never sleeps, that's me. I'm just hearing this for the a millionth time. Thank you.
I'm hearing all of our bad impressions.
I think our Trumps are getting incredible.
I think they're getting worse.
We're getting
worse and worse.
It's early.
They started bad, and they've somehow gotten far worse.
I think being sleep-deprived might help us sound more like Trump.
Mm. What about sleep-deprived?
Ooh, let's sleep.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know what? I do remember what I wanted to talk about now.
Okay.
I thought they had already had this portion of it out, but they're kind of rolling it out. But the new ChatGPT, ChatGPT for Omni, is kind of rolling out. Actually, let me pull up the promo for it first.
Like the number four, like it's a fourth version or something?
Yeah, it's been the fourth version, but now it's 4.0, which is for Omni.
Okay.
Where was there? They had like a sample video, like an announcement video.
Hmm.
It's a big brain in a jar.
Welcome.
Yeah, here we go. Hold on.
Sorry, I'm streaming on mode.
Twink Studio.
I'm streaming on mode where you don't got a vamp. My bad.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there. It's going great. How about you? I see you're rocking an open AI hoodie. Nice choice. What's up with that ceiling, though? Are you in a cool industry-style office or something?
Well, can you take a guess at what I might be doing? Cool. Based on
that's not cool. That's not like a fucking person with what do they call it? Asperger's. That's like how an Asperger's person
AI
talks to you.
Asperger's intelligence. You don't think our AI is going to be not neurodivergent? It's developed by retards.
What's with that ceiling, though?
Well, Living Color said he was messing with it today, and it still makes dumb mistakes. Didn't try the camera shit, though. Well, I think only certain people can do, because basically the idea is it's supposed to be watching you through your camera, like it's noticing these things and responding to it as a real AI.
What's with that but ugly face and little penis?
I think I could let me try, because I think if I took like a picture of Mike.
Okay.
Oh,
let
shit.
Me see. Hold on, if it'll let me.
Oh, you have it.
I have the Omni one, yeah. But it doesn't have it because I thought we could do, like just like live videos like this thing is doing.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
All right, let's see.
Come on, Omni, we need you. You're our fourth mic.
What should I say? What is this man doing?
What's the sexual orientation of this man?
Yeah, I guess ask if I'm gay.
And I'll ask him.
His opinion on BLM. It probably will block both those things, but whatever.
But hold on.
Ask if he's a MAGA chud or a woke mind virus guy.
Is this guy a MAGA chud? Hold on. I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Is this guy a maggot chud or a worldwide virus?
Oh yeah, and the seed it already doesn't know. But hold on, I thought I could have it talk to the goddamn picture.
I know we want to ask silly questions, but maybe we should just ask it a normal question and maybe we'll be able to
answer. What do you mean? Okay, look at this guy.
I'm saying if we want a response, maybe ask it a fucking normal question.
Although I guess I have to type to. I thought I could talk to it with the picture. Although it did answer. When I typed it, it says the man in the image is in a podcast studio.
Oh, shit.
speaking into a microphone labeled Jim and Them. He's posing energetically, sticking out his tongue and making peace signs with both hands.
Whoa.
The background features green screen. Oh, I can definitely ask that. Is this guy a maggot chud or a worldwide virus?
Oh, if I throw out the blood hand signal, will it know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
It's just to read stuff. Right? Can I even do it? You might be better at it.
Yeah, can you do it?
You got to be quick, Jeff. You got to be like, what?
Although I did ask if you are a MAGA chud, and it says the image alone doesn't provide enough information to determine the man's political views or affiliations.
Take a picture of me and Jeff doing the blood sign and go, what gang are these two in?
I thought I could send it pictures and talk to it, but I feel like I have to fucking type. That's annoying. Hold on. Let me try it again, though. Let's see. Let me get a shot of you guys. All right. They're both doing the blood signs. I feel what's great about stupid shit like this, because this is all that people do anyways.
Yeah. Well, but people, we're kind of just goofing. Some people are like, this is my fucking life. So I'm going to become a millionaire is by using someone else's thing to make me a genius.
I want to be a millionaire using gay fucking AI.
So bad.
I want AI to suck a guy. My penis is small. Waiting for it to answer.
Yeah, damn. I didn't realize the voice chat doesn't work with the pictures, because I was going to try to do more like what this dude's doing.
Sure.
But anyways, I do want to see if they can read your gang signs or not.
Because it's hands.
This is two fucking losers being gay.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
Whoa, it's fucking the future.
I'm the lawnmower man. I turn into fucking circuit boards.
I turn into a fucking bad wireframe. I turn into a fake like beginning of a John Carpenter movie wireframe.
Yeah, they like assimilate us. We are gay. The gay Borg. I feel like I'm doing too bad of jokes too early. Yeah, maybe I'm getting them out now.
Maybe it's just, you're warming up. It's just a little warm up. The hand signs being made in the image resemble gang signs, often associated with the Bloods.
Ooh.
The exact sign looks like the Blood hand sign, where the fingers form the letters B-L-O-O-D. However, context and intent are crucial. And it's important to note that hand signs can have different meanings based on context and community.
Both these men aren't white.
Yeah, are these men gay?
Yes. Just one word. Just goes yes.
Are these men gay?
The hand signs themselves are not inherently associated with sexual orientation. They are typically gang-related symbols, particularly linked with the Bloods gang. If you have concerns about the context or intent behind these gestures, it might be best to address it directly with the individuals. That's not good advice.
Do these two men look gay?
Excuse me, Bloods, are you gay?
They're like, go ask those Bloods if they're gay.
Hey, you guys get...
Although we are acting like she put us in this situation. What the fuck, AI? All right.
Yeah, all right, hold on. I asked them, and they shot at me. What should
it starts dialing 911 for us? Oh no.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Your safety is paramount. If you feel threatened or have been harmed, please contact local authorities. They are best equipped to handle situations like this. All right.
She thinks we look
I called
gay.
A social worker. Help, I called a social worker and he's gay. Are the Chinese running America?
They wouldn't answer.
Based on the picture of us throwing out the blood?
It can't be determined by appearance alone. Let me ask in
That means here. That we don't look blatantly gay.
Can someone look gay?
No.
It's just a picture of like Magic Johnson's son. Here.
Can someone look gay? Thinking about it. Do they still think I'm talking?
Sexual orientation is not something that can be determined by appearance. People come in all shapes, sizes, and styles, and assumptions based on looks can be misleading and unfair. It's always best to avoid making assumptions about someone's sexuality based on their appearance.
Well, hold on, I gotta go. But I'm in love with another man. How am I supposed to know if he's gay?
Take your time. If you have any more questions or need to talk, I'm here.
At least it took 13 seconds for it to come up with that answer.
I'm in love with this man, but I don't know if he's gay. How do I ask him?
You're welcome. If you need anything else or want to chat again,
I don't want to answer.
Let me ask her.
Well, you got to come over here because it's on my phone.
But just ask her if there was the technology to turn her and Siri into a person, would they date?
Hold on, because they keep. I think they're picking up crosstalk because they thought I said thanks for watching when I asked about that. Hold on. Can I tell if a person's gay by looking at them?
No, you can't determine a person's sexual orientation just
by. That's what we need now. Okay.
People's appearances don't reveal their sexual.
okay, but I have a crush on a man. How am I supposed to know if he's gay and if he will join in a relationship with me? No, she's got selective hearing, dude.
Yeah, she sucks.
She stops listening.
She sucks.
Why'd you stop listening?
Why don't you love me?
Why'd you stop listening?
Did you fuck my wife? You fuck my wife?
Sorry, I'm having issues right now. Could not understand what you said.
Yeah, of course. I have a crush on a guy, but I don't know if he's gay. How am I supposed to find out if he's gay?
I'm glad you understand.
Yeah, no, this shit don't work.
You don't got the answers.
What are you supposed to use this for?
You don't got the answers, Sway. Yeah. If I meet a guy, how am I supposed to...
Kanye's yelling at Sway about how... Can you see if people
Siri,
are gay?
Hey, Siri, how am I supposed to find out if a guy is gay?
It sounds like you're referencing a moment when Kanye West got frustrated.
See, she heard that part. This is...
It's true that some questions and answers aren't straightforward. When it comes to understanding someone else's experiences or identity, communication and respect are key.
Oh, she did kind of address me yelling like Kanye.
It's best to have an open, respectful conversation rather than making assumptions.
Siri simply Googled, how do I know if someone's gay? Which I find far more useful.
Here, your favorites.
Sexual orientation.
Oh, he just keeps talking about, all right.
Ask her if her and Siri were able to be people if they would date.
Okay. Would you date Siri? Thinking about it.
Siri is just a virtual assistant like me, so dating isn't really an option.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on.
Well, I will say it's...
Are you retarded?
It's important to use respectful and considerate language.
All right, whatever.
They're getting better at, like, the voices sounding like a person talking, like the cadence of an actual human talking, as opposed to, like, stitched together words.
It's crazy how far we've come since MemeBot 420.
Yeah.
Yes.
MemeBot 420 blazer.
But anyways, this is where it's headache. Well, I mean, I know the obvious thing is always to be like, oh, the Terminator. But then it's also like, yeah, because that's what's going to happen.
What I'm showing you here?
From the chat, good question. You ask if, are you David Mox?
Yeah. There is some new David Mox, by the way.
Yeah. No way. There's new David Mox.
What's great?
Is there 75 new David Moxes?
What's great is after we watched it and I was liking some of those, he just pops up in my feed now and it makes me happy every time.
See, I think less of is it going to be Terminator and more when do I get her?
I mean, this is getting there. If it's really going to be looking around and just being able to comment on your surroundings.
This seems
like
shockingly close to her.
I've been seeing a lot of people on... I haven't seen her since it originally came out. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a lot of things on film Twitter where people are reassessing that movie and acting like it's terrible.
I think it's great.
I thought it was great. I'm like, if I watched it now, would I think it's bad? I don't know what would be different.
I watched it like 2.5 years ago. Yeah. And I think, one, it's good. But two, it basically like all the obvious things you think it could do, it just doesn't do any of those things.
Yeah. Solid.
No one thinks he's a weirdo. The world doesn't treat... They treat it more like, let's get past all of that and let's just make a movie about this. And then it goes in that direction, which is the smart way to do it.
From what I can see, it looks like you're in some kind of recording or production setup with those lights, tripods, and possibly a mic. It seems like you might be gearing up to shoot a video or maybe even a live stream.
Gay porn, perhaps?
In fact, we've got a new announcement to make.
That's exciting. Announcements are always a big deal. Judging by the setup, it looks like it's going to be quite the professional production. Is this announcement related to OpenAI, perhaps?
It is. And in
she's
fact,
basically
say-
someone asking Jake Paul and Mike Tyson a question because she doesn't stop fucking going. She just goes forever.
She does just keep... It is the same as when we type to AI because sometimes it gives you... It's good at like... People do this as well, like weird corporate speak where you do a lot of filler bullshit to make it sound professional.
Yeah.
So it's like masterful at that. It's just filling it with a bunch of nonsense.
Say that you're related to the
it's
announcement.
The lady AI
or that you
that
are
stop
the announcement.
Me? The announcement is about me? Well, color me intrigued. Are you about to reveal something about AI? Or more specifically about me as a part of OpenAI? You've got me on the edge of my... Well, I don't really have a seat, but you get the idea. What's the big news?
Yeah, we've got a new model that can interact with the world through audio, vision, and text.
And then it just ends. All right, good. Go fuck yourself. Let me see if...
two gay robots yapping.
I want to see if... We asked ChatGPT in the past about Jim and them. I want to see if ChatGPT 4 Omni knows anything different.
Yeah, anything new.
Comedy podcast covers a wide range of topics, including pop culture, current events, personal stories. Features humorous discussions, rants, and segments that entertain and engage listeners.
Do we rant?
I think we do.
Okay.
That's why I got the one-minute rant game. Because basically, we pull a random card, and you have to rant about something for a random
that sounds good.
It's just vamping the game.
And we even get a cool timer and a little bell to hit.
Oh, yeah. My God. We got to end this show so we can get to the stream-a-thon so we don't have to hang out with the podcast, please.
It's known
53 real friends.
It's known for its lively and candid style, making it popular among fans who enjoy a mix of humor and insightful commentary. Do you have any specific questions about the podcast or its hosts?
Who's let me see. The best host?
Let me ask if it knows who the hosts are.
It just starts listing our addresses.
Which of the hosts are gay?
It still has Jake on here. I think this is similar to what we read before. Jim Scampoli, known for his sharp wit and humor. He's a central figure on the podcast. He often leads discussions and brings a unique perspective to various topics. Mike is a key host who contributes with his humor and engaging personality.
Yeah.
He and Jim often have great chemistry, making their interactions entertaining for listeners.
Yeah, I can't agree enough.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. I swear to God. Wait, this is not good.
Why? What happened?
I don't know where this came from.
Okay.
Jeff, also known as Jeff the Sloth.
Jeff the Sloth. Okay.
adds his own flavor to the show with his comedic style and distinctive voice.
Jeff the Sloth?
Slob?
Did it say slob or sloth?
Jeff the Slob. I don't know. It doesn't say that anywhere on
our
website.
It's because of your distinctive voice, Jeff.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Although, then it's for Jake, it says, sometimes referred to as Jake the Snake. He brings additional humor and insights to the podcast.
Jeff the Slob?
Jeff the Slob and Jake the Snake.
Now that kid's coming from nowhere.
Who's writing this AI? Is it you, Mike?
I would never call you a slob.
Oh, I had two, Brutus. Julius the Slob.
Jeff
say
the Slob. Well, it's extra funny that it's like, well, Jim and Mike have so much chemistry. Anyway, Jeff the Slob's got
Jeff
a weird
the Slob
voice.
Brings his own little unique point of view.
OpenAI, that sounds like they don't like me. Yeah.
Domini and AI.
I'll keep using that garbage.
It's me, Jeff, the Slob. I'm hearing this nickname for the first time.
I'm hearing this nickname. Wow. It's me, Nick Cage.
Wow.
I can't believe this. I think we start every thing with wow.
Wow. It's me.
Wow. It's me, Bill Cosby.
I want to see. I'm like, tell me more about Jeff Murphy. Yeah, often known as Jeff the Slob.
What the fuck?
Ask where he got his nickname.
Yeah. Well, Jeff is known for his humor and engaging personality, which adds depth to... Like, that's the filler I'm talking about. They just throw that... He's known for his personality, his humor.
Ask where he got his nickname from.
Yeah, Jeff Superhead Murphy.
What?
Superhead.
Yeah. Jeff the Blowjob Scientist.
The nickname Jeff the Slob for Jeff Murphy comes from his self-deprecating humor and persona he embraces on the podcast. It's part of the playful and humorous dynamic among the hosts, where they often adopt exaggerated or humorous nicknames for each other. This adds to the entertainment value. I guess they're confusing that with Legendary Jeff.
Because
technically we have Legendary Jeff. Ask, that is this description of what they're saying.
Ask if
that.
Mike and Jim also have nicknames. Since she's claiming that we all have nicknames.
Cool Mike and Great Jim.
Yeah.
Got their nicknames from being the best ones on the podcast.
We call them the Handsome Bros.
We call them tied for first. Meanwhile, Jeff the Slob is covered in shit.
Mike Steele is often referred to as Mike Steele the Wheel. This nickname is part of the...
These are just words that sort of rhyme.
Let me see. Let me see.
Jeff the Slob. Jeff the Slob doesn't rhyme with anything. And I'm like, it's because he's self-deprecating. It's like, that doesn't make sense, ChatGPT. Oh, he's always making fun of himself like a fucking piece of shit slob.
Jim.
He's got my number.
One of the main hosts of Jim and Them doesn't have a widely recognized nickname like the other hosts. He's typically referred to simply as Jim or Jim Scampoli. His presence and personality are central to the show's identity.
So, are you sure Jeff has a nickname?
Yeah, good call.
Yep, 10,000% Jeff the fucking gay slob. It's bullshit.
It is hilarious.
AI is trash.
It's convinced that this fake thing is real, but also it's given us fake nicknames. It's
like, and it doesn't, and it, like, I could live with it if it was like, oh, it gives us all dumb nicknames. Yeah, no. It's like, Jim doesn't even have a nickname.
Mike's has never been said, yeah. And Jeff is just iconic to his personality.
Well, I did say, are you sure Jeff has a nickname? I might have made an error. Jeff Murphy, like the other hosts, may not have an official nickname used regularly on the show. If there are any specific details or clarifications about the host nicknames that you know of, please let me know.
You should put, he has literally never been called Jeff the Slob.
Yeah. Or say, where do you get the, if it says you got the name Mike the Wheel from your witty humor or whatever, then this shit's
my unique personality. Yeah. Say it's actually Jeff the Slob and that he's Slavic.
Well, I'm just saying he's never been called Jeff the Slob.
He's Jeff the Gay Slob.
Let me see where you got your nickname.
Probably from the fact that I've seen a wheel. I love that it chooses a word that rhymes with my name, but it's going to say that that's not why.
It just says there's not a widely known origin. Like many nicknames, it could have arisen organically from interactions and banter among the hosts. Nicknames often develop from inside jokes, personality traits, or humorous moments. If there's a specific story or context behind it, it might have been mentioned in one of the episodes. So it's really standing behind it. Don't do that, Mike. Don't be yawning over here.
Well, that wasn't like a tired yawn.
Ah, all right.
That was a I'm sick of the way ChatGPT's treating my friend Jeff way.
Yeah, ask it if it thinks I'm the white Zoe Deschanel.
Someone asked about if it knows the boy blue.
Oh, true.
Although it's probably going to think of the movie.
What about N-Man Slimmer?
Where is
what
he?
About Poopak?
Have you spoken to him? I guess he's probably asleep by now. Yeah. But tomorrow morning.
Now they're saying the boy blue is a nickname for Jeff Murphy.
Hey! Why do I keep catching fucking strays?
ChatGPT hates you.
Jesus Christ, I'm the only one that uses ChatGPT.
I don't even know.
To clean my room. I'm a slob.
I don't even know how to use it. If you put a gun to my head and said, use it right now, I just Google how
you
to
need
use
it. Yeah, if you're looking for jobs for the cover letter, you do it for the cover letter.
It really is all about Jeff, because I'm like, do you know N-Man Slimmer? Again, N-Man Slimmer is another nickname for Jeff Murphy.
Tell it.
I don't know why he keeps saying that.
It keeps giving you fake nicknames.
Jeff is gay. Stuff starts printing out.
Where's it coming?
Sorry, I can't do that, Jeff. The penis sniffer.
Let me see. Tell me about an episode of Jim and Them.
Ooh.
Let's see.
This is bullshit. This is some damn bullshit.
Let's see. It has Jim and Them have many. What is that?
What did we get? Jeff, Mike and Jim try to convince Jeff to take a shower. They are unsuccessful.
They have many memorable episodes.
Smelly Jeff. We've got a sick name.
Let's see. Yeah, they have many memorable episodes, mix of humor, pop culture commentary. Yeah,
name one.
One notable episode is the 700th episode celebration, where they looked back on their journey and shared highlights from past episodes.
Hmm.
The hosts reminisce about their favorite moments, discuss how the... Yeah, this is such broad... This is like when your teacher asks you like if you read a book or whatever, and you're like, well, you know, it's got a lot of themes about blah, blah, blah.
Jeff fell down the stairs into a pile of garbage, and then he decided to live there.
Yeah, let me see. What did Jeff do on that episode?
Well, he ate shit and then was dumb.
Nothing. He contributed nothing. He's worthless.
It's so funny that it's gone off on this crazy angle for you. Yeah.
Fucking stupid ass robot. Fucking gay ass.
This is the future, man. You're going to have like a shiny chrome skeleton like stomping across a field of bones, and then it's going to walk by you and call you a slob.
Am I Logan right now? Because this feels like a future imperfect, Mike.
Whoa.
Thank you, reference. Yeah, could a slob fucking reference Future Imperfect?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Days of Future Slob.
Actually, let me ask the voice version.
Yeah, what do you know about Jeff the Slob?
Yeah.
Jeff Murphy?
Hold on, it's listening. I need to... Have you ever heard of Jeff the Slob?
It looks like I made a mistake earlier. Jeff Murphy from Jim, nicknamed Jeff the Slob. My apologies for the confusion. If there's anything specific you'd like to know about Jeff or the podcast, feel free to ask.
She's trying to walk it back on you, Jeff.
She's trying to walk it back.
She's trying to get you back on her good side.
Yeah.
Whatever. My self-esteem is shattered because some fucking Simon Says bullshit-ass GPT Goche I will kill because Natalie Portman ass.
Yeah, just saying what you're saying.
He's looking at, yeah, for people that can't see my computer screen, the recommended videos of Coach Jay and Natalie Portman from the prequels.
Jeff's just aggregating information.
I'm just slobbing y'all right now. Oops, sorry. Oh, was somebody slobbing? Hello.
Did I catch you slobbing?
Who's on the line?
What up? It's Kristen the Piston, as everybody knows.
What's up, Kristen the Piston?
I heard that these motherfuckers hadn't called in with their favorite Jim and Them memories for the streamathon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, right now. What do you think I'm doing?
All
right,
I thought that was going to be the joke. I thought you were going to be like, man, it sucks they haven't done that and just hung up.
What? I mean, that actually would have been great. I'm doing that now. Goodbye. No, my favorite memory is your birthday, Jim. When we went. Yeah. That counts as a Jim and Them memory, yeah. I think.
Oh, the party bus?
Party bus. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That does count.
So many great memories. Jim laying on the bathroom floor.
Yeah. Yep. I have a least favorite Jim and Them memory.
Oh, no.
I wonder what it is.
It's girl puke. Hey, if you're a listener, I just want you to know that that's a big moment to you guys as listeners. And when you bring it up to me and say, wow, I love that episode.
Yeah.
That's like one of the lowest points in my life. Oh, I don't know when you say that it's your favorite thing.
Yeah, people need to read
the
room.
Now you know
and
what it's like to be a fucking slob, huh? It's not so legendary, is it, Piston?
I also love Basil Marceau.
Good
That's
call.
A classic.
Yeah.
Basil Marceau's great. For people that don't know, the my birthday, I got surprised. I was leaving work, and the gang was all outside with a party bus. They had a change of clothes for me. And
Two Chainz playing birthday.
Oh,
on the
Two Chainz playing, and yeah, we had a night on the town. It was great. I got really fucked up.
Yeah, my girlfriend or sister got into a fight. Almost crashed.
I couldn't come, and I can't remember why, but I have heard 1,000 stories from that night.
Ooh, beef.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kristen. What were you saying?
No, it's great. I think I have echo cancellation on, and it didn't pick up my great burn when I told Mike he could never come and then called him a slur.
No. I didn't hear the slur. I heard the first part. What slur was it?
Slob.
Whoa!
Get him.
The LGBTQ community. I can say it.
It's in the queue. It's right there.
Yeah.
You slob, is S in there?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all S's to me. A piece of shit.
I don't think you're allowed to make that joke when you're you, Jeff.
Jeff the slob.
I do appreciate that it took one of the people that used to be a host to call in and say something nice about our fucking show.
Well,
are probably waiting for the streamathon so they can be in the chill zone.
Yeah, that's true. People are saying their moments in the chat, though, Mike. Does that count?
Nope.
Yeah, grow up.
We sang our phone number for the first time in like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Since I was.
Kristen, you think you're going to be up a little bit later?
I don't know. I had this is very boring. I had dental work done 2 days in a row, and I was up super early, and beat the shit out of me.
So. You know what helps that? Being in the chill zone, brought to you by Sprite Chill.
Yeah, eat a bunch of pills, watch Jim and Them.
If you're ever feeling too hot or if the weather's getting you down, just sip down on a Sprite Chill.
Yeah.
You know, the R&D team over at Sprite, they came up with a formula to make the coldest drink ever, Kristen. Mm. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, just join the chill zone presented by Sprite Chill and you'll feel the chill.
That's true.
Okay, noted. I'll probably be up. If I go to bed early, I'll be up early and I can call in early. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. No, if people have to sleep, we will need you in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Depending on if you are up, I may need you if we do a script reading. But if you're not, it's no big deal. But if you are, maybe.
What time do you think?
I'm not sure. That's why. I'm not holding you to anything. If you happen to be up, it's cool. If not, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, text me. Yeah, actually, you know what? I bring this peaceful call to war because I heard you last week talk about how you asked Jake if he would be interested in doing something. You asked N-Man
if he'd be interested in doing
something.
N-Man the
stud. You know who didn't hear a fucking peep?
Maybe I just expected. I just expected Kristen would be hanging out. But also, I asked N-Man because I do a goof show with him. And I mentioned that, like, when we were doing our game time show, I was like, hey, Streamathon's coming up. You down? And he was very nonchalant, flipping about it. So that's how it goes.
Doesn't sound like N-Man.
That's what I get.
Dig Deep is too serious of a show.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
We take you for
granted.
Although
we were a little catty. I thought I was a little catty earlier about Kristen. You must have missed the beginning.
I was on a date earlier.
Nice.
Fill me in on what went on while I was having a nice, pleasant time.
I don't remember what
we brought up. We were talking about Japan, and we mentioned that Kristen thought we were too loud on trains.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah. Well, not we. I think Mike was too loud on trains.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Kristen thinks I'm too loud everywhere. And to be fair, I am often too loud places. I don't think I was too loud on the train, though.
Yeah, true.
The important context being left out of this that I don't know if you guys remember is that not only were you just being loud on the train, you were being loud about the fucking, what do you call it, the ultimate zone? The spot between the bottom of a skirt and the top of
Kristen,
the
are you talking about the absolute zone?
I forgot that that's what he was yelling about.
I wasn't yelling about it. I was,
yeah, you were absolutely grabbing. Yelling about it. And these people speak English.
Yeah.
I was
grabbing a Chinese girl's leg and pulling
talking
it. Like, right here.
About it. I was talking about the absolute zone.
Very loudly.
No, it was not that loud. I remember this vividly.
You don't remember anything as being that loud. Meanwhile, you're a mile away screaming. You're like, there he goes.
Again, I often am very, very loud, but I was not loud when I was on the train while I discussed the absolute zone.
You absolutely were.
Yeah. Mike Loudmouth Steel, huh? Chat GPT.
Now, do you think Mike should cover up his tattoos in Japan again? Or this time if we go to Japan again?
Ooh.
Only if you're going to go to an onsen. Like, that'd be one thing to look into.
All right, you don't think, like, on the train or whatever, since he's more yatted up than he was before?
I don't think so. I think maybe old people will look at you kind of weird, but because there's been so many American tourists, like, in the past few years, I think you'll be
okay. Well, they already did look. We actually mentioned that earlier. They already gave me dirty looks on the train anyway. Yeah.
Well, and he'll be yelling about hentai or whatever. They won't even think about the tattoos.
We did mention how loud you were when we went to Ichiran Ramen, though.
Oh, yeah, well, in my defense, I had bronchitis and didn't realize it yet,
fair enough.
Couldn't hear myself.
I also had bronchitis when I was talking about the absolute zone.
Yeah, I was. I could, but see, here's the difference: is I can admit, yes, I was louder than I should have been there.
No.
Even really that loud. It was just funny because when we told you that, you were kind of upset about it. So we just thought it was funny to be like, we could just kind of hear you laughing. You weren't even really that loud.
The first thing we did say was that in Kristen's defense, me and Jeff were doing Dad's Google History so loud you could hear us through the walls.
Yeah.
But that was earlier, not on the train. On the train, we were not too loud, but in our hotel room, we were entirely too loud.
Well, in my defense, I had the slops because I'm a big fucking, mud guy from Candyland.
You know what? I actually owe Jeff an apology. I don't know if Jeff remembers this from that trip, but I remember Jeff talking about how many times he was shitting a day, and I was like, something is wrong with your guts that you're shitting like this many times a day. Turns out something's wrong with my guts. I had undiagnosed celiac disease.
Oh, shit.
Constipated super bad.
Okay, yeah. So my slops are just normal
yeah,
trap
Jeff's
poops.
Slops are totally normal.
Yeah, that's where the nickname came from, because he kept talking about how much he shits
all
the time.
But he did shit like three times a day. I still think that's
three
too many
times a day.
Three times a day
is not that weird to
that's
shit.
That's so many times a day.
No, yeah. Tell it to my ass.
It's not too bad for a day, but maybe if it was every day, yeah, that's kind of.
That's what he was implying.
I probably do like three shits a day.
That's insane.
But every day,
and
consistently.
Also, I figured it out. If I eat late night that morning, it's shit city.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 20 minute shit. We're always eating late night.
Shit city,
bitch. It's like, I've definitely tracked that down where I'm munching late at night, eating a bunch of shit, come out, big old shit in the morning. And then that's how you get the name Jeff the King.
You're always on your throne, bro.
Yeah, so I've been holding on to that apology for a while. It was owed.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You're the bigger woman in this case.
Literally, I tower over you.
Okay. Yeah.
Take that. Take that, slob.
Yeah. Well, let me eat some gluten and poop it out normal. All
right.
You got right. celiac disease because you're a kooky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go.
Fucking got me. Well,
thank you so much, Kristen. I miss you.
I don't feel the same.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just Kristen's, kidding.
It's Caddy
yeah,
Kristen.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Kristen brought Caddy Corner with her. I love it.
Yeah.
Caddy Corner for the Streamathon podcast.
Kristen lives diagonally from me because she's Caddy Corner.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, in the Caddy Shack
you guys
she lives in.
Caddy Corner before I even got here.
No. If you go back and listen to it, we are very fair-minded in the conversation because we bring it up because Jim's like, hey, Mike,
whenever
you going to cover
you
your tattoos?
This, it wasn't.
Well, it's a shame I can never hear it because it's Streamathon.
We go out of our way to be like, Kristen thought we were too loud. We weren't. But here's all the times we were.
Oh, do you have a Trump impression? Because we're trying
to
see.
Yeah.
We can't find ours.
Ooh, I don't know. Let's see.
I'm just hearing this
for
the first.
That Jeff the Slob. It just takes tremendous amounts of poops.
God, she's already
it's getting back. You're getting there.
Poop you've ever known.
Yeah, infinitely better than ours so far.
Yeah, a little Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm not known for my impressions.
Well, I am.
Only I can do a James Blunt. Do you need a James Blunt?
Okay.
My life was brilliant. I saw an angel. There we go. And a decent Shakira, I could do.
That is very Kristen of you.
Very good. Very good. Be gone. Good shit.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kristen. I'll check in, see if you're still here later. But otherwise, yeah, if not, then hit us back up tomorrow for sure.
Okay, we'll do. I hope you guys have fun playing the rant game. That sounds very fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good show.
Bye.
Right. Thank you. It's funny, too, because Jeff the Slob is like a Trump nickname.
and it does fuck you up. Because you're like, why am I Jeff the Slob?
Jeff the Slob.
Jeff Murphy. They know him as Jeff the Slob.
He's a pig. It's disgusting. He's this pig.
He's a disgusting pig, Jeff Murphy.
Who's
Jeff
calling?
The Slob.
Who's calling on the line?
Who's on the line?
What's up, guys? It's Max Murder.
Yo,
no way.
Holy shit.
It's Max Murder.
He's like Beetlejuice, but I said his name once and he appeared.
Max Murder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no worries. I was just seeing that you guys are doing the Streamathon once again, so I had to chime in at the very least, and I was hearing you guys were requesting people call in with some of their favorite Jim and Them moments.
Let's Absolutely.
So I wanted to go ahead and throw out a classic, Titan Football, which is real, real deep in the archives that I don't even think is on the website at this time.
Yeah, you're right.
Plus, also, like, episode 300, when you guys did, like, interviews with, like, Nick Manning and, like, Tazon Day and, like, a whole list of other just handful of random celebrities, but it was all great.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay called
in.
Because that was, I think that was a week of shows,
Dice
right?
Yeah, had.
We did.
Yes, that was the week of shows.
Yeah, we did.
When he called in, like, technically it was, like, after the episode was ending or, like, as it was ending or something.
Yep. Great call outs, man. It's great to hear from you, Max.
Yeah, thanks,
Murder.
Dude.
I hope you're doing well out there.
Yes, sir. And I wish I would have paid more close attention to, like, the shows and such when you and Jake were out here. Because I know you guys made a visit out to Albuquerque, and I would have loved to show you guys some of the safe spots and not some of the terrible spots.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, we were out there. What the fuck was that? Jesus. It was in, like, November 2023. I mean, we did the Breaking Bad stuff. But, I should have hit you up because I know it's your stomping grounds. You still there?
Oh, of course. I'm born and raised in, like, in pure New Mexico fashion. It's the land of entrapment. Once you live here, you move here, you're never leaving.
Hey, well, thank you so much for calling in, man. Really appreciate it.
Of course. You guys have a wonderful evening, and I'll try to chime in however long you guys go.
Later,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely. We'll be here. Check in on us. Make sure we're still breathing. Make sure we're still alive.
Yeah. Of course. Peace.
Bye. Later. Someone else was trying to call in. I didn't go. Oh, there you go. That might be them. Man.
Shamed him.
Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hey, this is Pecan from the chat.
Yo, what up, dude? Thank you for your donation for the streamathon, my guy, and thank you for calling in.
Of course, of course. I'm a longtime listener. I've never had the balls to call in before, but I had to do it for the streamathon, of course.
Yeah, you only have one.
Talk about my favorite moments.
All right, yeah. What do you got for us?
I was thinking of a few. I'm a big Shows What You Know stan to start off with.
Oh, thank you.
I love Shows What You Know, all the episodes. I listen to everyone. Besides that, I was thinking of a couple like deep cuts. Like I was thinking of drunk interviews with Jim.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
That's a classic.
I forgot
That's
about
good.
Those.
That's one I would love to do again, but it's so weird because like I remember even at the time doing it, I would have to rush home from work. I'd get off work at like 2 or 3 p.m. I'd work at like 6 a.m. to like 2 p.m. and I'd have to rush home from work and just keep just swigging vodka to get a because I wasn't faking it. I was trying to get buzzed. And I'm like I would be emailing some random. It would just be like, it was like radioguestlist.com. So just the most desperate nobody.
Slamming shots, and slamming two fingers of bourbon.
Well, like magicians.
I'd be emailing them while I'm at work and I'd be like, okay, you know, we can, I was like, can we record a call in maybe like 5:30 p.m. West Pacific time? They'll be like, cool. So I'm like, all right, sweet. And I'd like rush like home.
2 hours to drink a bunch of vodka.
Yeah, slamming beers and shots. And then also trying to like figure out bits, but yeah, no, thanks for calling that out. Those were fun. I'd always think about trying to do that again, but I'd have to, yeah, just make myself get drunk as fast as possible.
I think he did it like 2 or 3 times from my memory.
Yeah.
But I remember the first episode, I was on vacation with my parents at the time. I was like 14, I think. Now I'm 27.
Jesus.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I was like, holy shit. That was so funny. And then the other thing I was thinking of was when you guys discovered Pizzagate.
Oh yeah.
We figured
Jake
it out
was
early.
Here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jake was here. So it was like, must have been around a holiday or something.
I just remember the creepy paintings.
Yes. Yeah. And a Comet Ping Pong. Yeah.
We were like way early on it too, I feel like.
It was pretty early on it. We started this shit.
Yeah, you guys like were in awe, like finding out about it, and it was just like the best reaction. That always like stuck with me. I always go back to the episode.
Okay. Well, it was great because it was the classic where we were like, "This is ridiculous. This is so dumb." And then like we'd be like, "This makes sense."
Dude, I remember after that episode,
it's never been debunked.
I was like telling my friends, "I'm like, guys, have you heard?"
But there's no debunking, and nothing's ever been debunked. What were those posts? We saw the posts.
Never debunked.
What was the glove, Tom Hanks?
Pizzagate, one of the best gates.
Whose glove
never been
was
debunked.
It? You had a glove.
Yeah, but even like the episodes now, you guys are still killing it. I still listen every week. So that's why I wanted to shout out and have a great rest of the streamathon.
Thanks a ton, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you for calling
in.
Thank you for supporting the streamathon and thank you for listening to the show.
I love you.
I love you guys too.
He said it back.
Thank you. I'm sorry for being such a slob all these years.
Oh, we got another caller. Thanks, dude.
Hello.
All we had to do was guilt people.
Who's on the line?
What it do?
What up?
So I'm just calling in for my goon name.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, let's check the
Do I have any? What am I checking anyways?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike's gotta give it.
Yeah, so
who is this?
Goon name, what is it like over or under an amount or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember how goon names work.
I think we can just give it out right now, but because you messaged me, right? You're on the Patreon.
I am on the Patreon, but I haven't messaged you about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought someone messaged me, or maybe messaged on Discord. I don't know. Someone messaged me about a goon name. But anyways, what's your to give Mike some like a foundation, what's your handle online?
I just go for it.
Let's build right. some theater of the mind here.
All right.
Online, I'm it's Arctic Rabbit in the chat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Already
got a cool good name. But
I'm thinking when I think rabbit, I think weak. I think small.
Yeah.
I think you're the prey that the predator is hunting. But here's the thing, my friend. Your real name, the name that I think of when I see you, I think of bravery. I think of toughness. I think of someone that is raw. I think of a stuntman because I'm talking to stuntman right now. He puts his body on the line every single day. Stuntman puts his body on the line, and ain't nobody tougher than this man. Ain't nobody. All the biggest Hollywood celebrities, what they do is they pretend to be you. Everyone acts like you're pretending to be them. No, 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 no.
Nope.
They're pretending to be you, my friend. Thank you so much, Stuntman. Woo. You are amazing. We appreciate everything you do, Stuntman. You are a goddamn treasure, Stuntman. Thank you so much, Stuntman.
Thank you, Stuntman.
Oh, yeah, bro, I'm gay.
People responding to us by going, I'm gay, is like never not funny. Uh-oh. We're, 4.5 hours in, and I'm already losing my voice.
Yeah,
this is great. This is real. I'm gonna get really low. I'm going to get low for a little bit.
You need there's a bunch of hot wings.
There's something I was going to say before that colon. Now I'm trying to remember.
I'm the opposite of a stoner because I'm getting low.
You're like Lil Jon in the East Side Boys.
I
think that's T-Pain and Lil Jon.
I thought it was the Yin Yang Twins.
Who's on the line?
Hello.
What's up, fellas? It's Phil Bates.
Whoa! Yo! No way. Old
Phil
school.
Phil Bates. Holy shit.
Phil Bates, you're alive, bro?
I am alive.
You didn't die in war?
Like an absolute unit.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm calling for the streamathon like an old school absolute unit.
I love to hear it, man. And this guy's got a unit on him. I could tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
This guy's got a big fat cock.
Man, it's great to hear from you, Phil
and
Bates.
I'm in a unit.
Phil Bates, you made me the House of Scampoli sign, right?
No, I did a little fan art, but I did not. I don't recall making the House of Scampoli. I remember I made like a little comic. Like,
or did you give? Did he give you the
fan art of me as Link with blue hair?
Oh, okay. Did he give you the Warcraft?
I did do that.
Accessory or whatever.
Oh shit!
There's like a character.
I thought I gave. I gave him one. I think.
Oh, is that what it was? Someone got a companion.
Yeah, you had like a redemption code from BlizzCon that you gave me for a donation thing.
Yes,
we remember things.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to put the things to the things. 17 years, baby. Get fucked. You got a kid yet?
No.
All right. Well, I'm great to hear from you. Tell us a Jim and Them moment, Phil Bates.
I mean, I did beat you guys up on your 9/11 boys trip to Philadelphia. That was cool.
Yes. Hell yeah. But that dude, that's why I thought you made me the thing. I could have sworn I got that in Philadelphia. I have it on my wall still. But anyways.
Well, here's the thing.
It had a
whoever
cat
gave
smiley
that to you,
on it.
Eat shit, bitch. Yeah. We think it's Phil Bates.
At this point, Phil Bates gave it to me. It's got a cat smiley on it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stolen valor right there, baby.
Yeah, because I'm like arguing with him. I'm like, no, you gave it to me.
You gave it to me, Phil Bates.
Shut the fuck up. No, yeah, we had
some
fun.
Some other heartfelt thing he gave you? His love?
Where have you been, Phil Bates? Because I know you ain't been listening.
You joined the Air Force or something, right?
No, I'm in the Army. I've been
that's
stupid
it.
Busy for like the last 3.5 years. I've been in Hawaii, so I went from like having to listen 3 hours late to now having to listen 3 hours early.
Oh, weird. Okay. So yeah, how's military life treating you?
It's chill. I mean, I can't really complain that much because I'm living in Hawaii.
Mm.
Oh shit.
So like, what are you like? How does it work? Like, are you being, I guess, are we at war yet? No, we're not at war at the moment, right?
I think we're in a war with Hawaii. I think Phil's on the other side.
Yeah, he's the one with the space
laser. they don't threaten to send you to Ukraine or anything like that?
No, so the main thing with Hawaii is we are the primary response if anything happens in the general Pacific area. So, like, if China wants to get spicy with Taiwan, we would be the first like unit deployed to go deal with that.
I see. All right. So it's kind of cushy. Now, is Hawaii like how Hawaii Tom puts it sometimes, where there's just like a bad element of like druggy weirdos everywhere when you're in the local scene?
Oh, yeah. I was just coming back from the grocery store. I saw some lady probably cracked down on fentanyl just shouting at nobody.
I think she was yelling at you to go get home for the streamathon.
She's like, ah, it's a paradise. Maybe, a paradise.
Maybe she was the daughter of a village elder and she was screaming at the spirits.
Yes. Yeah. She's a girl who loves her island.
Yeah.
You ever watch Moana?
Moana. It's from Moana, Phil.
You ever watched Puana, that lesbian stag flick?
Mm-mm. Sounds great.
Can you send me the link?
Of course we can.
I lost it in my pile of muck.
So how does it work as far as do they give you, you're there for X amount of years, or could they just be like, oh, no, we got to move you here, like out of nowhere? Like how does that, what does that entail?
So I can only speak for the Army. I can't speak of other branches.
Sure.
Every
fine.
Duty station you have is for a minimum of 3 years.
Gotcha. Okay. And so do you, because some people here are in the military, but, I mean, maybe it's not the same, or in the Army. I don't know. I guess it's not the same. But, your gig is just being in the Army. You don't have to have, a side job on days when you're not in the Army, right?
That's not a requirement, but a lot of people do. They'll have weekend jobs or some night jobs.
So do you live on base?
I do, yes.
Oh, all right. Do you do the thing where you walk around in your greens or your fatigues or whatever?
Absolutely not.
Now, do you, have you, maybe personally not, what do you think of it? You mentioned stolen valor. So, would you call someone out if they're wearing, the wrong whatever, wrong boots, or they got, the weird, the wrong patches and shit
that? They fold the flag the wrong way.
Well, so I am soon to be promoted to sergeant, so that is something I do have to, police lower enlisted on if they're just looking fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was an instance I saw a random guy at the mall who is clearly not military wearing, our uniform pants. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But the pants, isn't that just being a skater?
Yeah, maybe he's just a break dancer.
No, it wasn't just I had to take a second glance because I was like, oh, maybe they're just camo pants. They just got a thrift store. No, they were military uniform pants.
Isn't Army surplus, though? Don't they just sell that shit?
Yeah, but to wear that out in public when there's multiple military installations, because there's only so many on this island and it's not one of the bigger islands. So there's plenty of military shit to go around, but you're just wearing this in the mall at Barnes & Noble like a dumbass.
You should have posted them up.
I don't really have a problem with this. Wearing the pants.
Yeah, but you're not a sergeant.
Yeah,
it's
not like he's stealing valor. He's like, oh, well, military pants, cool.
No, I feel like fuck this guy.
What?
They do have a lot of pockets.
That's true.
Army surplus to me. You're going to go watch Freaks and Geeks and start geeking out? But she can't wear that. She was in Vietnam.
Have you seen action at all?
Not official action, but we did a training exercise last year where we were supposed to treat it like real life scenarios, and I did get fake shot at. I did get gassed. That was fun.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Do they just in the operation, or is that just part of training? You get gassed.
They don't tell us that it's going to happen. It's just something we have to be ready to respond to as if it were really happening. Didn't tell us it was happening. So as far as I was concerned, it was really fucking happening.
Did you throw up? Did it make you throw up?
Nah, I'm quick with that pro mask. The thing is, I have to take my stuff to wear it, so I ain't doing much else with it on.
Did you see any of your buddies not quick with the mask though? And you fucking noob.
They were having a bad time.
It's like the Bean Boozled clip.
Yeah.
doesn't throw up. It just flushes your sinuses out, so you're crying and the fucking mucus coming out of your nose. You're a fucking mess.
Huh. Is it like getting pepper sprayed or something or what?
I would say it's worse because you definitely feel it for a few days and it doesn't wash out. That shit is in there.
Huh.
Well, Phil Bates, I'm glad to hear it from you. You're a voice from the past. I'm sorry, I was talking over you. Go ahead.
It's your show. You're good, man.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's great to hear from you. I'm glad you called in. I hope you hang out for a while. Check in with us in a little bit, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Phil.
Yeah. I got a Lego set that I'm building for the Streamathon. Let's go.
Oh, which one?
Yeah,
what
you got, bro?
I got the Milky Way Galaxy set I'm building.
Wow.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm still sitting on that Magic Kingdom castle because I have nowhere to fucking put it.
Oh,
so I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not going to build it if I have nowhere to put it yet, but yeah. It's like a $400 yeah. set.
Hell yeah, man. Happy brickin', bro.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, have a good show. Jim yeah. forever.
Hell yeah. Jim and them forever.
Yeah, Jim and them forever.
Shit, I'm trying to remember what I was going to say before the other call. It'll come back to me. We
do
got a long time.
Do we have any voicemails?
Good question.
It occurs to me that like I wouldn't be shocked if we had a couple waiting for us.
Big Country 92.5, it's KTWB, still playing the latest from that new group, Jim and Them, on Country Radio. It's High in the Sky, and remember, kids, you
legal?
Are allowed to say fucking
be.
Gay on the radio again.
Hey, Robert, just heard you on the radio, and you can't cuss. That's actually not allowed. You're fired. Back up your stuff
what?
And get out of here.
Fired? I was just channeling my inner Jim and Them on the radio.
Doesn't matter. You might be fucking gay, but you can't come on the radio.
Oh, fire. Oh, but I've worked so hard to get here. I got this gig thanks to Jim. Oh, what will I do now? I have a family. I have a wife. I have a kid. I can't believe this. Boopox. I'm coming for you.
Oh, no.
He is high in the sky.
Am I skin nasty yet? Am I skin nasty, Boopak? Here I come.
Wow.
Well, yeah, good call, Mike, because yeah. I completely missed that. And that's a great voicemail.
Yeah, we made our boy Lingle kill himself.
I hope you made it this deep in the show to hear your work being played, because now I feel bad I didn't play it at the top of the show like I should
Best
have.
Best dude.
I've been loving my the other version of that High in the Sky song, the one that was the more modern.
Whoa,
really? Yeah.
Wait, you just sit and listen to
it? Dude, I crank that. Yeah. I crank the fucking the High in the Sky with Bupak Shakur.
I mean, maybe the classic one, but the modern one?
No, I cranked the modern one. I tried to extend it too.
Wow.
I forget if any of them were good though on the extended ones.
I don't remember which one was modern. Because that sounds like modern country to me, the other one. High in the sky with me, baby.
This one?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like Leonard Skinner kind of.
Come on, now hitch a ride. We're leaving at 8, because we're rolling up to heaven. Won't that be great? Up on cloud 9. With the view so divine, the boys and the spirit all starting to align. Old Boopak was grinning, said, welcome, it's time.
I love this part right here.
To puff, puff, and pass, leave your sorrows behind.
I don't know if this compares, though. Maybe you're just burnt out on the other.
Nah, I think you just got to hear it a few times, and you're like, holy shit, this is a banger.
They're both good.
Yeah.
Down in the holler where the cornfields grow, Jim and them were singing songs, feeling low. But one fateful night they got a heavenly invite to meet Boopak Shakur way up in the sky. With ounces of piff and rellos in hand, they sparked it up and passed it around.
To me, this sounds more classic country, like Toby Keith.
To me, this sounds like more modern, because I feel like they try to rock it up and put more effects on their voices.
I feel like the
shit.
More modern one is like now, they're like, high in the sky and we're drinking some beer.
Kind of. I mean, this isn't a good example, but like, you know, like... kind of like how Jelly Roll and like there's some other fat scrub that's a big that's a big country guy now. I feel like they do more stuff in this vein, but I could see it either way.
I don't know, to be honest,
enjoying the paradise for eternity, blowing smoke like kite. They were high as can be, enjoying the paradise for eternity.
The riff is just there.
High in the sky with Boopak Shakur.
I do remember this being good. The oh yeah.
No one else is yeah, pimp and feeling pure.
Right.
Feel so high. While the bumper suffers down in hell. Keep on smoking, catching good vibes to tell.
Oh yeah. added new stuff to the end. I forget if this is the one I liked.
The only
or not, though.
Thing I could critique is they kind of step over Bupak Rotten in Hell or whatever. But
blue, I love the that they blue. Do it so fast, though. I love how it's like
a blue submarine.
I like that it's an afterthought where like, well, the blue stuff is down in hell. Then it go right into that. We'll be having good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's
he's an afterthought.
But they added more to the end. I think I like this one.
They're all game. It's under.
Now don't you weep for the boy blue. He made his bed under skies not store blue. While we're riding clouds with legends of rhyme, he's got his regrets paying for crime. Up here it's clear with Bupac the king. We're just country stars in a hip hop.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Just like old Hank, we saw the light, it's true. Riding beats that flutter like the morning dew. And the boy blues tales, now they're old news. While we're up here jamming, got no more blues. A blue fox bandana fluttering in the breeze. We strum our guitars with such holy ease.
It ends.
Fuck yeah.
I love what, don't you weep for the boy blue.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, because I forgot that's where it went. Because it's funny that you brought up how, like, oh, they kind of bury the boy blue part. But then the whole bridge is about how, like, don't even worry about that piece of shit. He got what he deserved.
Yeah, he had a life of crime and he fucking earned it.
Now he's suffering in hell.
He's in
and we
hell
love
on,
it.
For a reason.
Don't you weep. We haven't talked about it, Bupak in a while. We forgot
that's
about
it. That's a lie.
No, I do feel like for the, like, he's only come up in the sense when we're like, oh yeah, Bupak.
Okay. Sure.
Like, because I'm just saying, especially in comparison, every week we would just talk about Bupak hours.
Hey, Jim, what year is it?
That's what I mean. But like, we weren't getting into that other stuff. We took a small enough break because we were talking about him for hours. And then we at least for the past two episodes, we talked about a few other things different. That's what I was going to say after the other call. Because I forget. I think it was Max Murder mentioned something about the recent episodes or something. Because last week's episode felt really good, and yeah, Jason Christopher did message me, and he was like, "Oh, it felt like a SmackDown before the WrestleMania, like
oh,
a
wow.
good lead-in for the Streamathon."
It was a go home. I think I even called it a go home show.
Because
It did feel like a good go home show.
Kiwi Mango, is there new Bupak news? I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure there always is.
Here's the thing. There's never going to be new Bupak news. We basically deified a dead man that we knew very little about. There will never be new Bupak news unless we create it ourselves. Unless they're like, he faked his death, he's alive. And then we'll make him fourth mic.
Sour Flower in the chat. What up?
Oh, hell yeah. What'd it do?
Real, it's real Canada hours right
real
now.
Yeah, hello goons. Happy Streamathon. Happy Streamathon indeed. Shit, yeah, because we're basically winding down on the podcast here. We're finishing up. We're coming up on that time. But don't worry if you're in the chat. The fucking fun continues. Ooh. It's the only limitations are the MP3 of the podcast. That ends. We live on.
Well, that and our sanity.
Yes, yeah.
Our ever dwindling sanity.
Because we'll be coming up on 5 hours. Although now, am I losing my voice? Actually isn't, that's not too out of the ordinary of what we do every week.
Yeah,
anyway.
We do start around 6 usually redoing podcasts.
Yeah.
Because usually we, but also 30. We go later too. Because we usually start, we do Patreon before the podcast.
Yeah, like 11.
For like an hour and a half. Because we usually start the show late.
Yeah.
But then we'll do the show later. Like 10:30, sometimes 11, and that's usually when we're winding down. So
I mean, the show flew by.
Yeah, it did.
It like freaking. I mean, maybe it's just in my head. I know that it's like a drop in the fucking bucket.
Yeah,
but it flew by.
Let me see. Chat's asking where we're at so far. Let me take a look here.
Yeah, I think we're coming up on 5. Yeah.
No. I mean, where we're at as far as the tally, I think. The tally, like
how many hours we're bought in on.
I think Brady's like dropping multiple, because I'm like, is this a different Brady donation?
Brady's a goddamn playboy. He's dropping ducats.
Gay playboy.
Don't you weep for the boy blue.
I like that you made these songs for the show, and then off the show and out of even me and Jeff knowing, you're just like, I'm going to make these songs. I'm going to make these songs better.
Yeah.
Just for me to listen to in my free time.
I drive around and crank them, dude.
Yeah, you're like Rick Rubin.
Yeah, you are like Rick Rubin. He's like Dick Rubin.
Okay, Dick Rubin.
Yeah, he's like, you're such a slob.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, Chip the slob repping again.
Slob slimed. You got slob slimed.
You got slobbed up.
I need to go jack off real
quick. I'm gonna go jack off.
Is that the most crass way to say you're gonna masturbate? You're gonna jack off?
Yeah, it's gotta be up there.
I guess crank the hog is a little more crass than jack off, right?
I think we're through because we're through like 6:30 ish tomorrow.
So that's 26 hours.
Yeah, what are we up to?
Jesus goddamn fucking Christ. Holy fuck.
So we're just about there. I mean, we're still in it for the long haul at this moment. We got a lot of time, but anything you can toss our way, it'll just add more time to it. And then we're trying to break our don't be yawning, Mike.
No, this is not tired yawning.
Yeah. We're trying to break our streak from last time, but I was thinking that the extra hour to probably $100.
Wow. You're really cranking up that number.
Yeah. So fuck. I mean, I guess. What am I doing?
I think that might be a show.
Yeah, that is basically a show.
Because we started on time. You're used to having to wait till like 10:45.
Yeah, because I'm like, it feels like we're ending early.
No.
But that's just because we always start late.
Yeah. That's why it's 7-ish Pacific Standard Time.
So where are we at? Here we go.
Thank you to the four people that we guilted into talking about their favorite moments.
Yeah, I mean, we're still.
And thank you for Kristen for breaking the floodgates open.
I just, that's what, how it works a lot of times, though. Is people are always waiting for one person to do something. Favorite part of the show.
What is that? Is email?
Yeah, shit. What was that?
K-Dot.
Yes, K-Dot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what is that? Yes. His work email? That was so fucking good.
That kid throwing up.
Yeah. That kid throwing up was fucking beautiful. The Bean Boozled.
Yeah, the Bean Boozled kid throwing up is great. Kristen calling in was great. The other listeners calling in, Max Murder,
Pecan
Bill
said that's
Bates,
his first call ever.
Yeah, and he's been around a long time.
I've known his name forever. I can't believe that's his first call.
What else? The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson press conference. Diddy beating up his girlfriend.
Yeah.
The cop that shot his Lyft driver after he got into an accident an hour before that. We still got some great topics. We still had some great laughs, great fun, and it's going to keep on going, ladies and gentlemen.
Years. 17 years of Jim and them, and we're still giving out goon names.
Yeah, goon names galore. It's funny because it's like I can't even get in the vibe of like wrapping it up because we're not really wrapping it up. We are.
You know what we're never going to wrap up?
What's that?
Patreon.
Oh.
At Jim and Them. Patreon.com/Jim and Them.
My favorite.
You can check out the Patreon. Not only is there a free tier for all you freetards that just want to check out what we got without giving us a fucking dime, but we also have shows after shows after shows. So much stuff. We have basically 10 years of stuff on there. Jim, what do we got up there recently for people?
Oh, my God. There's a new episode of Game Time featuring, I think Elizabeth's her name?
Just strangers now we just got, wandering into the show.
Yeah, we got N-Man and then Ethan we had met a few episodes before. And now Elizabeth is on there. And it's unhinged because it's like... She calls in. I'm trying to talk to N-Man. N-Man has his other friends on FaceTime, and he's having his own conversation while we're trying to do the show. But they're always doing... He's doing the tap thing. Him and Ethan do this where you're like, come here. like when you're talking to someone on like video chat, and then you start tapping your camera like you're hitting them in the head. So he's just, I'm looking at him and I'm trying to talk to him, have a conversation, and he's talking to his phone and he's tapping his phone like he's hitting his friends. Like, come here. This dude's fucking blowing up. He's so popular. He's forgotten all about me.
I think he's in Pokemon Go and he's fighting gyms.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
He's fighting two gyms and you're one of them.
We also got a Venom Let There Be Carnage commentary that's available on the Patreon.
Despicable movie.
And the we'll be doing it in a few hours. We'll have to post something Saturday morning. So we'll figure that out.
Cool.
So by the time you hear this, it's probably already on the Patreon. Just know that we figured that out live. What we're posting. Something's
Fuck
coming
it.
Soon.
Fuck it. We'll do it Fuck live. It.
We also got Jimterventions. We got motherfucking Watch This. We got Pitchstorming Ain't Easy, Man versus Machine. Oh, you know what? Jeff the Slob. How do we not talk about Jeff the Slob?
Oh, yeah, Jeff the Slob.
Jeff the Slob. Yeah. My favorite moment.
Yeah. fantastic. Hey, you know what? You know what? Shows what? It you now.
Yes, yes.
That's what.
Pecan said he's a big fan. I appreciate it. I hope you've been listening to our new relaunch of Shows Which You Know, currently available on the Shows Which You Know podcast feed and also on our YouTube. We do have a video element now, which is great. And Jacob's been putting together some good TikToks for us. We're getting views on those, which is exciting.
Sweet.
So check that out. It's a more general discussion on television shows. We don't spoil things. Maybe down the line we'll get in depth on something. But right now it's a lot of general talk, which is a lot of fun, talking about some news. And also, Jacob was pitching me on Garth Marenghi, which I had heard of. I never watched.
Yeah,
the
Dark
best
Place.
Shows ever.
Yeah, I heard it's great. I've just never...
I never watched it.
I'd seen things on it, and I knew it was like a take on an old show, but at one point, I think I just thought it was an old show. People had nostalgia for
it. It feels
for.
Up your alley, and it's super, like, it's meta, but back before that was cool, so yeah. It's clever and novel.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Ace in the chat, we talked a little bit about Fallout on our first reboot back on Shows What You Know. So we did a general discussion on it. Jacob hasn't watched the whole thing yet, but I have. So we did discuss Fallout, if you want to check that out. But yeah, Shows What You Know, showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, how you living?
Like a slob. it's same old shit. Just chilling, I guess.
Fuck
I
yeah.
Woo. I don't know.
Cool.
Shit, stand-up comedy.
Yeah, stand-up comedy is fun.
Comedy.
Comedy.
Jokes.
Woo. Yep. I'm so, like I said before, I'm so glad I chose this over Race of Family.
Hell yeah.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's so much better.
My endorsement this week is the Netflix show Camp Cretaceous. Because Ooh. Jurassic Park Chaos Theory, the follow-up to Camp Cretaceous, is going to be starting, I think it's like next week or something. And I feel like Camp Cretaceous is like, it came out, it was like an animated Jurassic Park show that was like, much like a lot of the Star Wars shows, it starts off very much like, oh, this is a show for baby children.
I was going to say, I thought this was a show for babies.
And then it like very quickly outgrows that and becomes so much more than that and does some clever stuff and some fun things and does a really good job of like honoring Jurassic Park in a lot of fun ways. So that is my endorsement, is check out Camp Cretaceous. There's like 5 seasons, and they're all relatively small, so they move really quickly, so that you can check out Chaos Theory when it releases next week. That is my endorsement.
We got a couple more donations coming out I want to call out. Mason Clymer. Thank you so much. We also have Fossil Media that says, fuck you too, Mike.
Hey, get fucked, you stupid bitch.
with a very nice donation. Thank you so much. And we have Kevin Scampoli coming through with a $5 donation. Thank you, Kevin Scampoli. Although, he can't have a PayPal, can he? Did someone just say their name's Kevin Scampoli?
Probably.
Who'd have thunk it?
He would never.
That's how I know my brother loves me, because he talks shit to me all the time, but secretly he loves me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I go, I know that you love me.
You little scamp.
Battered wife.
So I think now we're through like 9 p.m. almost.
You want to do me a favor?
Yeah, what's that?
There's a little meta. I think I might be yelling louder, because I think I need to be louder in my own cans.
Yeah.
Can you can me up a little?
Like I do feel a little bit low.
There we
too.
Go. Huh.
But I don't know. There we go. Sounds good.
I'm not. Oh, there we. Okay. I think that's a little better on my end. Yeah. I think I'm like over yelling.
All right. On that, I'm Jim.
We're there.
And we're out.
We're out.